हमेशा ठंडक, सोते जो हैं यहाँ पर जहरा के हैं ये प्यारे سر کے ہیں یہ مالک مارے گئے جو پیاسے اس نہر کے کنارے ہے چاند کر مارے گئے یہیں پر بے دردیوں ستم سے زینب کے دونوں پیارے مسلم کے دونوں بیٹے اے چاند کربلا کے پامال ہو رہی تھی قاسم کی لاش رن میں عباس سرور چنتے تھے ان کے ٹکڑے اے چاند کربلا کے تو نے تو دے اترے تھے اس زمین پر عرش بری کے تارے اے چاند کربلا کے
اللہم صلی علی محمد و علی محمد پھر بھی صلوات
کربلا سے جو میری سنت ہوا کربلا سے جو میری سمت ہوائیں آئیں دیر تک گری ماتم کی صدائیں آئیں کربلا سے جو میری سے سوچا میں نے پھول مہکے جو بہاروں میں تو سوچا ان شہیدوں کے لیے سرخ قبائیں آئیں کربلا سے میری سنت ہوائیں ٹکرائی ہے فریاد رباب آسمانوں میں جو ٹکرائی قبر اصغر پہ برسنے کو گھٹائیں آئیں کربلا سے میری سنت ہوائیں آئیں خاک اڑتی رہی رستے بڑی دیر تلک خاک اڑتی رہی رستے میں بڑی دیر تلک بیبیوں کو جو کبھی یاد ردائیں آئیں کربلا سے جو میری دیر تک گری آؤ ماتم کی صدائیں آئیں کربلا
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد.
Salawat, please. Thank you, Brother Karmis Rizvi, for that recitation. And again, a final welcome, brothers and sisters, on this seventh night of our Muharram Majlis with Sheikh Azhar Nasser. First of all, obviously, thank you, everyone, for coming, generally on time. Obviously, as the program continues and as Maghrib Namaz gets earlier, again, we just encourage everyone, if possible, to come on time, especially during these last remaining nights, so we can fit everything in the schedule, inshallah. So just a couple of announcements. So we do have a mother and child room. Obviously, it's been advertised, but just in case people are unaware, just outside the hall, you can ask one of the sort of volunteers if you're unsure where it is. But please do obviously feel free to utilize that. We do also have a sort of main hall as well, where we've got a projector, to sort of use as an overflow. So again, please feel free to utilize the facilities that we've got here at the school. In terms of obviously parking, again, thank you everyone for parking in the main car park. Just to bear in mind, we do have limited space, so if people could just park appropriately and just ensure within spaces so we can maximize the space available to us. We do also have a children's majlis. So this is being run by Jamiat al-Muntazir, the Imam Mahdi Awareness Campaign, and Al-Naba School. You can sign up online through the links or through the dedicated desk at the entrance. So please feel free again to utilize the children's majalis going on. So it's from ages 5 to 12. So lastly, in terms of those individuals, if you'd like to smoke or vape, just a reminder, please, again, do these outside of the school gates. We're not allowed to do these sort of inside the school car park, so please utilize those outside of the school gates. So just a reminder, tomorrow, Saturday, there is a Q&A happening with the Sheikh after Maghrib Namaz tomorrow. So again, feel free to attend. We will be able to, obviously ask, questions on Sheikh's topic tomorrow, but also anything outside of that. In the daytime tomorrow, there is also an event happening with the Sheikh after Zohar Namaz at a different school. An organization called Alif is organizing that. So again, just please see their website at elif.org.uk. So that's elif.org.uk for that daytime program there. So lastly, I'd just like to talk to you a little bit about blood donation. So, it comes around sort of every year, and we basically, this year there's sort of a large sort of campaign happening. So the aim is for this to be the largest blood donation drive happening in one day. off Market Street. So again, it's sort of accessible to most. So inshallah, please sign up if possible. Salawat. If I could please just encourage the brothers and the sisters to just move as far forward and as far left as possible of the hall. As you can see, obviously, the entrances are sort of to the right of the hall. But it would be really appreciated if both brothers and sisters can move to the left as well, please, as obviously it'll free up some of the space at the entrance. So thank you for that, inshallah. As much forward and as left as possible. And just a very humble request. Obviously, we do unfortunately have limited chairs. So again, just to make sure we have enough chairs for our elderly, please, you know, if there's any sort of younger, able individuals able to free up those chairs for our elders, then please, again, that will help with the space. Salawat. So today is the commemoration of Hazrat Qasim, and we will have sort of Mehndi Zafana procession towards the end of the Musiba. So again, please feel free to get involved. If you have brought any alums or any Mehndi trays, please feel free to utilize that towards the end of the Musiba. So without further ado, I'd just like to just mention a quick sort of disclaimer on tonight's topic. So the topic tonight is titled Intimacy in Marriage. And if any parents are sort of uncomfortable with this topic with their children, then again, feel free to utilize the overfill hall at the back of the canteen area if possible. So alhamdulillah, we are honored to have Sheikh Azhar with us from Canada. So with inshallah, let's see if he is coming on his way. Okay, perfect. So again, just a last request, please, brothers. As you can see, it's filling in. If we can just get everyone a little bit to the right. I can see lots of pockets of space to that right. So if we can just get brothers and sisters a little bit to this way so we've got more space in that area, and inshallah just move as forward as possible. Invite the Sheikh with your loudest of salawats.
Before we begin, just a quick announcement. Tonight's majlis is dedicated to the departed soul of Sayyid Muhammad Ahmed Naqvi, son of Sayyid Haider Hassan Naqvi, and for all marhumin of the sponsors. Please recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Bismillah. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا سيدي ويا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله غريب يا مظلوم كربلاء ما خاب من تمسك بكم وأمنا من لجأ إليكم يا ليتنا فيا ليتنا كنا معكم سيدي فنفوز والله فوزا عظيما قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوا على محمد وآل محمد Respected elders, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are many verses in the Holy Quran that describe the relationship between a husband and a wife. The verse that I began with is verse 187 from Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the relationship between a husband and a wife by saying, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُمْ That you are a garment for your spouse. A wife is a garment for her husband. And a husband is a garment for his wife. And this is a very beautiful expression because it highlights the beauty of this relationship. When you think about the primary functions of a garment, you see that clothes, that garments serve three main functions. The first function of the garment is that it conceals our nakedness. It covers up our blemishes, our imperfections. And hence, when Allah describes the relationship between a husband and a wife, He says that you are garments for one another. Meaning, a husband should never expose the shortcomings of his wife. A wife should never expose the shortcomings of her husband. Of course, there are exceptions, but generally speaking, this is how the relationship should be. You should care very much about the dignity of your wife, the dignity of your husband. You should cover their shortcomings in the same way that Allah has covered your shortcomings. This is number one. Your spouse is a garment for you because your spouse is supposed to conceal your shortcomings. Your spouse is a garment for you. The second function of a garment is to adorn. Clothes, garments, they beautify us. They make us attractive. They adorn us. They make us presentable. And this is what you are supposed to do in marriage. You are supposed to adorn each other. You are supposed to bring out the best in each other. You are supposed to nurture their good traits so they are more beautiful. You are supposed to help them with their shortcomings so they can be a source of pride for you and you can be a source of pride for them. Look at the depth of the Quran. One word, libas, conveys these deep messages about the purpose of marriage, what we are to achieve and strive for in marriage. So garments, they conceal. Garments, they adorn. And garments protect from the elements. Garments protect you from the heat. Garments protect you from the wind. They protect you from the cold. There is a protective element to garments. And in the relationship between a husband and a wife, you have to be protectors of one another. You protect each other from physical harm. And you also need to protect each other from spiritual harm. You should care about the spiritual trajectory of the life of your spouse. So you are a protection from them, from falling into sin. And this is why Islam, this is why in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, there is so much emphasis on the topic of intimacy between a husband and a wife. Because if this aspect of a marriage is not given serious consideration, it can expose both the husband and the wife to harm, to danger. There's a very beautiful hadith narrated by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullahi alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The narration says, Imam al-Sadiq says, جاءت امرأة عثمان ابن مضعون إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله. There was a woman, the wife of عثمان ابن مضعون. عثمان ابن مضعون was one of the greatest companions of the Prophet. عثمان ابن مضعون was so great that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib named his son Uthman after this Uthman ibn Mad'un. A great personality. You can be a great person and still have marital issues. The wife of that great man, she came to the Prophet and she had a complaint about her husband. What's amazing here is that the Prophet doesn't tell the wife of Uthman that, woman, your husband is a great man, stop being emotional, stop being high maintenance, stop being a princess. He listens. Because a husband could be amazing. You could have a pious husband who has a shortcoming. So what does she say? What is her complaint about her husband? She says, Ya Rasulallah, Inna Uthman yasoomu al-nahar wa yaqoomu al-layl. Allahu Akbar. What wives used to complain about in the past and what wives complain about today. She says, Ya Rasulullah, my husband, Uthman, he's a pious man. He fasts every day. And at nighttime, tahajjud, he breaks his fast. He's in his own world. She's implying to the Prophet that my needs as a woman are being neglected. My emotional needs, my physical needs. He's not giving me enough attention in this marriage. What does the Prophet say? Just be patient. It'll be fine. The narration says, فَخَرَجَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُغْضِبًا يَحْمِلٌ عَلَيْهِ. When the Prophet heard this, that there is a husband who's a good man, but he is failing in this one area of his marriage. He might be providing financially, he's protecting, but he's not emotionally available. He is not thinking about the needs of his wife. The Prophet, when he heard this, the narration says he was so angry that he didn't even put on his sandals. He grabbed his sandals and went. This is the Prophet. He doesn't dismiss these things. He validates the concern of this woman. He doesn't say, you know, come back later. This is something that is urgent. Because every day that goes by that this woman is being neglected, it's bad for their family and it's bad for the community. Because if this marriage breaks, we set a dangerous trend. We set a dangerous trend. So he goes, حَتَّى جَاءَ إِلَىٰ عُثْمَانَ. Straight away, it doesn't mention, maybe he's at his house probably. He went straight to his house. فَوَجَدَهُ يُصَلِّي. When he arrived, he saw that Uthman was praying. This is how the Prophet is reacting to a man who's neglecting his wife because he's praying. He's doing extra prayers. Imagine what the Prophet would say to those husbands who are neglecting their wives because they're sitting at shisha bars all night. Imagine what the Prophet would say to those husbands who are playing video games, who are watching football games for hours, and his wife is just a servant bringing food for him. Nothing. This is how the Prophet is reacting to a man who wants to pray Salatul Layl and he's ignoring his wife. You see how far we are from the ethics of Islam, from the ethics of the Prophet. Uthman ibn Mad'un, he's praying, he sees the Prophet has come to the house. Maybe his heart was racing, he doesn't know what's going on. He concludes his prayer. Then what does the Prophet say to him? He says, Ya Uthman, lam yursilni Allahu bil-rahbaniyyah. Oh Uthman, Allah did not send me so you can act like a monk. He did not send me to advocate for monasticism. ولكن بعثني بالحنيفية السمحة. Allah sent me with the religion of truth, but it's a religion of ease. It's a religion of practicality. It's a religion of balance. He says, أصوم وأصلي. Oh Uthman, I also pray. I also fast. وألمس أهلي. But I also spend time with my family. I spend time with my wives. I am emotionally available to them. Don't think that the way to Allah is only through these acts. There's a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi where he says, جُلُوسُ الْمَرْءَ عِنْدَ عِيَالِهِ. When a man, when a husband, when a father spends time with his wife, with his kids, it is greater in the eyes of Allah than doing i'tikaf in my masjid. I'tikaf, not in any masjid. spending 3 days in a spiritual retreat in the Masjid of the Prophet, spending an evening with your family where you give them attention, Rasulullah says, this is better. This is how the Prophet was. This is how Ali ibn Abi Talib were. This is how Imam al-Hussein was. Why do you think all of these women were crying when Imam al-Hussein was going to go get killed? Because they were losing not just their financial provider, but their emotional provider. This is what it means to be men. Intimacy is very important in a marriage, my dear brothers and sisters. And because we live in a very high, fast-paced world, sometimes we put these things on the back burner. Not today, not tomorrow, next week, the other week. And these things they're not prioritized. And it slowly erodes our marriages. There's another tradition from Imam al-Sadiq, salawatullahi alayhi. Where he reports from the Prophet, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله لرجل أصبحت صائما. The Prophet once saw a man, one of his companions, and he says to him, are you fasting today? And the man said, no. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله, he says, فأطعمت مسكينا. Did you feed a poor person today? And said, Ya Rasulullah, no, I didn't. The Prophet continues, فَعُدْتَ مَرِيضًا. Did you go visit a sick person today? No, I didn't do that. فَتَبَعْتَ جَنَازَةً. Did you attend a funeral today? The man said, no. So the Prophet says, فَرْجِعْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ فَأَصِبْهُمْ. If you haven't done any of these good deeds, I will tell you to do something that has the same thawab. Go and be intimate with your wife. It's amazing that the Prophet includes intimacy with the spouse among all of these other acts. Because fasting is good for the soul. It also has a social benefit. It makes you more aware of the suffering of the poor. Feeding the poor, obviously, you're at the service of others. It's beneficial to society. Visiting the sick. Attending a funeral. These are all things that benefit the person and it benefits the society. It benefits the community. And being intimate with your wife, being intimate with your husband, it's good for your marriage and it's good for the community. Because when you have these special moments, it strengthens the marriage. And when you have strong marriages, you have a strong community. Islam is the only Abrahamic tradition that highlights that a woman has a strong desire for intimacy. In other religious traditions, it's always the male. The male has the strong impulse and therefore the woman has to accommodate. It revolves around male pleasure. But in Islam, we see this very beautiful balance. We have traditions. We have a narration from Imam al-Sadiq salawatullahi alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. My apologies, brothers. I know I make this request every night, but if we can kindly have the brothers especially stand up and take a few steps forward. Even a few inches helps. Everybody stand up, move forward as much as you can. رحم الله من ذكر القائم من آل محمد. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. Let's recite a third salawat. اللهم صل على محمد. Imam al-Sadiq عليه السلام, he says, فضلت المرأة على الرجل بتسعة وتسعين من اللذة. This is a very important hadith to understand. Imam al-Sadiq, he says, Allah has favored women with 99 parts of pleasure. Meaning if you think about the desire for intimacy in 100, in units of 100, Imam al-Sadiq says Allah gave 99 to the women. Now you may wonder, it looks like it's the opposite. Men seem to be the ones who have more difficulty controlling their desires. Why is that? The Imam answers. He says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلْقَى عَلَيْهَا الْحَيَاءِ. The reason why you may not notice it, it may be difficult for you to see it, is because Allah showered them with bashfulness. They have this natural haya to them. Yes, society may change that. But then a woman has a more bashful nature. And this is very important, my dear brothers and sisters. This means that men and women are different in the way that they perceive intimacy. And this is why, when you look at our ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he highlights the importance of husbands recognizing this. A woman is not like a man, where it's just like a switch. Men don't need very much to be prepared for intimacy. This is a reality. But our imams, they highlight that, don't think a woman is like you. For you, it's like a light switch. But a woman is not like that. A woman has a different nature. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi says, إِذَا أَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْتِي أَهْلَ فَلَا يُعَجِّلْهَا. The Prophet says, if any of you men, husbands, if you want to go to your wife, you want to be intimate with them, do not be hasty. Do not rush, because you're different. Don't treat her the way that you think she perceives intimacy. She's not like you. It takes time for them to want to be intimate. You have to recognize this, because women generally, of course there are always going to be exceptions, but generally, women need to feel a connection before they can be intimate. For a man is different, a husband is different. For the husband, the intimacy itself is the connection. This is something that husbands need to understand about their wives, and this is something that wives also need to understand about their husbands. Because a wife might think that, why are you so obsessed with intimacy? What is the big deal? It's just this physical act. You have to understand that in the mind of the man, that the act itself is the connection. The intimacy itself reassures the husband that our marriage is good. Our marriage is healthy. So men are much more straightforward and primal in their need for intimacy. This is something that has to be understood by the sisters, by the wives. And husbands have to also understand that a woman is not like you. So don't have this expectation that because I'm in the mood for intimacy, it's like a switch. And if she doesn't have that same enthusiasm, she's a bad wife. She's different. You have to recognize these differences. There is something in our ahadith that when you look at it at first glance, it may seem to favor a man's right to intimacy. Now, of course, a woman also has a right. And sometimes, because a woman has this natural haya, she's less likely to express her need for intimacy. And this happens especially when a husband, for example, has to travel. There are husbands that travel for 6 months, 1 year, traveling around the world for business. And they don't think a moment that I have a wife who has emotional needs. My respected brothers, Ahlul Bayt teach us that if you are traveling, if you are going to be away from your family, from your wife, for more than 4 months, you need her permission. Because at minimum, you cannot deny her for more than 4 months. So if you're traveling for 6 months, a year, this is an example where the husband, who's the head of the household, he has to ask for permission. Because you cannot overlook this haqq that Allah gave her. This is a right that she has over you. So you have to pay attention to this. Similarly, a lot of times there is conflict between husband and wife because of this issue of mismatched libidos. In most cases, the husband desires intimacy more frequently than the wife. When you look at the ahadith, there is a lot of emphasis on wives recognizing this need in their husbands. And not to just dismiss it as you're just concerned about yourself, you're superficial. If you look at the ahadith, you get the sense that when a husband is denied intimacy, he doesn't react the same way as when a woman is denied intimacy. There might be harm in both cases. But the husband, when a husband wants to be intimate with his wife, and she turns him down once, twice, there is nothing that damages a husband's ego, his healthy ego, his sense of worth as a man, than for his wife to deny him intimacy. It's extremely damaging. And it is so damaging that because a man's sense of worth is so connected to this, what happens is that a lot of the problems that you start to have in your marriage are just symptoms of that deeper problem. A man doesn't feel validated. Men, they need intimacy to feel validated, to feel validated as men in the relationship. There is nothing that is more emasculating to a man than when he wants to be intimate with his wife and she says, I don't want to be intimate with you. I'm not in the mood. When you look at the ahadith, there's a hadith from Imam Al-Baqir, salawatullahi alayhi. And by the way, when we say that it's damaging to the ego of the husband, you may think that let him grow up. Why do we have to cater to the fragile egos of men? You're right. Men have a very fragile ego when it comes to this. But it's not about Allah favoring men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not biased. Allah is neither male or female. He transcends male and female. When Allah says, when the ahadith tell us that do not deny your husband intimacy without a justifiable reason, it's not because Allah favors husbands. It's because Allah favors strong families. Allah wants the family to be strong. He doesn't want resentment to fester. He doesn't want a man to feel emasculated, because an emasculated man is harmful to a woman. An emasculated man is more likely to hurt a woman. So Imam al-Baqir, he says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله اللهم صل على قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله للنساء. The Prophet, he had an actual conversation with the ladies in Medina. This shows you how important this issue is. The Prophet had to have a private meeting with the women for them to understand. Because oftentimes men and women, they don't understand each other when it comes to intimacy. The Prophet, he says, لا تطولن صلاتكن لتمنع أزواجكن. The Prophet, he says, it seems that some women were very clever during the time of the Prophet. Maybe they had husbands who were very needy. They needed a lot of intimacy from them. And some of these women were thinking that, how am I going to get out of this? This guy's stuck to me, like, you know, in the Iraqi tradition, we say, ilich battaniya, right? Just like gum that gets stuck on a blanket. Can't get off, get him off me. So some of the women probably felt that this, my husband is always in my face. He always wants to be intimate with me. So some of them, what they used to do is, at nighttime is usually when the husband and wife, they're intimate. Some of the women, what they would do is that they would do their Maghrib and Isha, and they start doing all these extra prayers. Nawafil, and let's bring Dua Joshin al-Kabir, and Dua Joshin al-Saghir, and I'm praying, I'm busy now, I'm praying. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he says, do not prolong your prayers, the recommended prayers, and use that as an excuse to deny your husbands. This means what? Rasulullah is giving more priority to intimacy between the spouses than mustahab salah. These are not my words. The Prophet, he understands that this salatul layl that you're doing, while your husband feels that he was turned down and he feels hurt, is less beneficial than you sticking to the wajib and looking after the needs of your husband. This is more pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was another woman who came to the Prophet. And the narration is from the sixth Imam. Inna mra'atan atat Rasulallah liba'd al-haja. There was a woman who came to the Prophet. And this is amazing that you see women were very comfortable coming to the Prophet and complaining about their husbands, because they knew the Prophet is fair, he's impartial. And the Prophet never, we don't have narrations where he says, oh, you're being emotional, you know, that you're being too difficult. He listened to all of them. And when they made a valid complaint, he honored that. But sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he recognizes that women are not always mazloom. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi is not naive. Just because a woman comes and complains about her husband, it doesn't mean that you say, oh, ya miskina, ya mazlooma. No. Maybe the one who's complaining is part of the problem. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he listens to her. She was complaining about her husband. And the Prophet is very sharp. He was able to diagnose the root of the problem. She had complaints about, my husband is this, he does this, he has this behavior. She was mentioning the symptoms of the problem. The Prophet addressed the root of the problem. The Prophet says to her, لَعَلَّكِ مِنَ الْمُسَوِّفَاتِ. He says, perhaps you are one of those women who is among the delayers. She says, Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean I'm among the delayers? What does it mean to be a delayer? She says, Al-mar'atu allati yad'uha zawjuha liba'd al-haja. A delayer is that wife who her husband wants to be with her, and she delays him, come back later, come back tomorrow, come back next week. She continues to delay him, and the poor guy, he gets tired and he goes to sleep. Don't do that. Now, there's a comment that I have to make here, my dear brothers and sisters. You see, marriage and intimacy cannot be governed with a legal mind. What do I mean by this? We always have to go to the fundamental principles that govern marriage. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Live with them in kindness. We have a big problem in our community, brothers and sisters, that sometimes we weaponize hadith. Sometimes we weaponize a hadith. Sometimes we are so self-centered that I only think about my desires, and I insist and I assert my right to the detriment of my wife and my family. So I'll give you an example. So imagine there's a husband who wants to be intimate with his wife, and your wife is having a bad day. She's tired. She's not in the mood. She's not a machine. She's not in the mood. She's a human being. As I said, it's not a light switch. She gives you a hint that I'm tired today. But then you, what do? You said, no, I wrote down all the hadith that the sheikh said, and I have a bookmark. I went to the library. Woman, don't be among the musawwifat. Be careful. Look at all these ahadith. This is not what a person of taqwa does. Because those ahadith were not meant to be used by you as a weapon to pressure, to intimidate. Because that is going to damage your marriage. If you want your wife to be intimate with you, do you think that's a romantic thing to do? She's tired. You went to Wasa'il al-Shia, and now you're giving her a fiqh lesson. Oh, wow. She's really going to be in the mood now. You want to go into the Rijal of the Hadith too? Really sweep her off of her feet? Don't weaponize a hadith. Now, I'm not saying that these ahadith don't exist, but you have to have wisdom. There are many rights that she might have that she's compromised for your comfort. You have to have that spirit. Sometimes you just have to be patient. You have to remind yourself of the meaning, the purpose of marriage. Marriage is not just about me getting what I want. Sometimes you're going to have to do things when you're not in the mood. Sometimes husbands are not in the mood to work. Sorry. Sometimes you got to do things that you're not in the mood to do. And wives also have to learn this too. Because if husband and wife only did things when they were in the mood, how are you going to have a family like that? How are you going to have a marriage like that? Marriage requires struggle. Marriage requires effort. Marriage requires you to put the interests of the other ahead of yourself. You're not in the mood, but you know that this is going to make your husband happy. You're in the mood, but your wife is tired. Don't give her grief. Don't become a hadith scholar. You don't talk about a hadith ever. Now all of a sudden you're a muhaddith. There's a beautiful narration from Imam al-Baqir salawatullahi alayhi. He speaks about the importance of gentleness in marriage. Don't be harsh. When you don't get what you want, don't be a man child. Don't be immature. Don't be irritable. Don't be angry. Don't use harsh words. Be dignified. And the same thing goes for the wife. Both of them have to have this. إِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَمْ يُوضَعْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَ. Gentleness and tenderness has never been added to something except that it beautified it. So for example, your husband wants to be intimate with you, but you're too tired. Instead of just saying, get out of here, buddy. Not today. A more gentle thing would be, I'm really tired, but let's do it tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to spending some time with you. Just that sentence changes the whole dynamic. I'm so sorry. I know I've been so tired lately, but I promise I'm not going to turn you away. You're my husband. You're handsome. MashaAllah, I like your haircut. The husband also has to be the same. When his wife says, when she sends him signals that I'm tired, not today, please not today. You have to be gentle. Think about all of the good things that she did. That you're beautiful. Do you want me to get you a cup of water? Do you want me to massage your feet? Is there anything that I can do for you to help you de-stress? See, that's how you engage. It's much better than going to the library and bringing the hadith. It's much more effective. A couple of things regarding the etiquette that I think is very important. There is a narration from the sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullahi alayhi. He says, لا يجامع الرجل امرأته وفي البيت صبي فإن ذلك مما يورث الزنا. The ahadith tell us that when a husband and a wife are intimate, it should be private. There should be no one who could see them. There should be no one who could hear them. It should be completely private. And the Imam says, do not think that if a child can hear or see that, oh, they're just a child, it doesn't matter. The Imams of Ahlul Bayt highlight that this can cause great damage to their psyche. If a child is exposed to these scenes of intimacy, the Imam says that such a child will have a propensity towards zina when they grow older. You have to be very careful. That you have to make sure that this is private, that children are away. And this is why, in many cases, I tell spouses that you have to pay attention to the layout of the bedrooms, all of these issues. These are very important because the Imams emphasize that this is very dangerous for children to be exposed to this. This is number one. Another thing that is mentioned in the ahadith is the importance of saying Bismillah before you are intimate with your spouse. You see, everything can be used as a vehicle to attain nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you may think this seems to be in the opposite realm of spirituality. But in Islam, nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be attained through all of these things. There's a very interesting narration from Abdullah ibn Kathir, companion of the sixth Imam. He says, كنت عند أبي عبد الله جالسا فذكر شرك الشيطان فعظمه حتى أفزعني. This man says, I was sitting with Imam al-Sadiq and the Imam was speaking about how shaitan can become the partner of the human being in this life. And he spoke about how shaitan can become so close to the human being as if he's a partner with them in this life. And he spoke about it in such a way that I became frightened. So I said to the Imam, جُعِلْتُ فِدَاكْ فَمَا الْمَخْرَجُ مِنْ ذَلِكْ. How can we prevent shaitan from being this close to us, to our families? The Imam says, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ الْجِمَاعِ. If you want to be intimate with your spouse, فَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. There's certain du'as that are mentioned. And if you don't want to memorize the du'a, at least بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. And then the Imam says, ask Allah that if he destines for a child to be born, to protect this child from the influence of shaitan. To ask Allah, oh Allah, if you have destined a child to come from this, then ensure that this child is pious, that this child is righteous, and that this child is protected from the stain of shaitan. And then finally, there is emphasis in the riwayat of Ahlul Bayt that if your wife is pregnant and you want to be intimate with her while she is pregnant, Ahlul Bayt say always be in a state of wudu, because it has an effect on the spiritual development of the child. These are things that we need to be familiar with. There are many things that are mentioned in the books of fiqh, and I leave that to you to read on your own. My brothers and sisters, Ahlul Bayt, they raised their kids. They thought about how to raise their kids, not after they were born. When it came to the way that they selected their spouses, they were already thinking as parents. Who am I going to marry to raise a good family? And this is where you see, on a night like this, we remember the beloved son of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba, al-Qasim ibn al-Hasan. This luminous child who lost his father, Imam al-Hasan, at a very young age. He was 3 years old when his father was poisoned. And thus he was practically raised by Imam al-Hussein. On the eve of Ashura, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he summoned his nephew. The Imam alayhi salam knew that tomorrow there will be a battle. Tomorrow, everyone will face, especially the men and the boys, they will face certain death. So the Imam alayhi salam, he wanted to gauge the thoughts of his companions, and especially the younger ones. So he summons his nephew, his beloved nephew Al-Qasim. Al-Qasim, he comes and he sits beside Imam al-Hussein. And Imam al-Hussein, like a loving father, he puts his hands around Al-Qasim, who was about 13 years old on that day. He says, Bunay Qasim, kayfa al-mawtu indak? O Qasim, what do you think about death? What do you think about death? Tomorrow there's going to be a battle, and we will not survive tomorrow. Do you have any fear of death? Do you have any anxiety about death? This young boy, he looks up at his uncle Hussein, and he says, Ya am, fi nusratika ahla min al-asal. Oh, my uncle, death, while supporting you, is sweeter than honey. This was Al-Qasim. On the day of Ashura, after all of the men were martyred, after Ali ibn al-Akbar was slain, after Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas was martyred on the banks of the Euphrates, all of the male adults were martyred. There was no one left except the women and the children. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he looked to the right, he looked to the left. There was no adult male on the plains of Karbala. The Imam alayhi salam cried out, Ala hal min nasirin yansuruna?
ألا هل من ذنب يذب عن حرم رسول الله. Is there anyone left to help us? Is there anyone out there to support us? At that moment, the young children, the young boys, they came out of their tents. At the head of them was Al-Qasim. The young boys cried out, لبيك سيدي أبا عبد الله. Al-Qasim, he comes to his uncle Hussein. He says to him, Ya Am, Sayyidi Aba Abdullah, I want permission from you to enter the battlefield. Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, he refuses. He doesn't want him to go and fight because after all, he is only a child. He turns him away. Al-Qasim goes to his tent. He retrieves a letter. He retrieves a piece of paper from his tent. He brings it to his uncle Hussein. He brings it to his uncle Hussein and he says to him, Ya Am, Ya Aba Abdullah, hadhihi wasiyatu abi. This is the will of my father, Imam Al-Hasan. He wrote this letter before he passed away. Imam Al-Hussein opens the letter. He sees the handwriting of his brother, Imam Al-Mujtaba, and he begins to cry. He looks at the letter. He sees the letter is addressing Al-Qasim. In the letter, he says, Ya Bunay, O my beloved son Qasim, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ عَمَّكَ الْحُسَيْنِ وَحِيدًا فَرِيدًا فِي أَرْضٍ يُقَالُ لَهَا كَرْبَلَا فَلَا تُقَصِّرْ عَنْ نُصْرَتِهِ. The letter said, addressing Qasim, O Qasim, O my beloved son, if you ever see a day when your uncle Hussein is all alone, without any helper in a land called Karbala, do not fail in supporting him. The narration says, after reading the letter, Imam Al-Hussein, he hugs Al-Qasim. They both cry until both of them faint. This is the only time on the day of Ashura that Aba Abdullah fainted. After the Imam regained consciousness, after Al-Qasim stood up, after they wiped their tears, Imam Al-Hussein realized that he has to put some armor on the body of Al-Qasim. But the armor was too big for his body. The helmets for the adults were too big for his head. So Imam Al-Hussein, he took off his turban, he cut the cloth in half, he tied a small turban around the head of the boy as a helmet. He took another piece of cloth, he wrapped it around the chest of Al-Qasim to act as a piece of armor. But I'm sure Imam Al-Hussein was looking at Al-Qasim and thinking to himself, look what happened to Abbas despite all the armor that he had. Look what happened to Aliyun al-Akbar, and they all were wearing armor. What is going to happen to this boy who does not have any armor? Al-Qasim, he was so anxious to go and fight. He says, I don't want to remain in this world after Abbas has gone, after Aliyun al-Akbar is gone. The narrations mention that he did not walk onto the battlefield. He ran into the battlefield. The enemies did not know who this young man was. They said, I thought we killed all of the sons of Hussein. I thought all the men were killed. They were yelling out, who is this boy? And this is when Qasim recited, In tunkiruni fa ana najlu al-hasan sibt al-nabi wal-mustafa wal-mu'taman hadha husaynun kal-asir al-murtan بين أناس لا سقوا صوب المزاد. He fights courageously like a lion in the battlefield. The narrations say that he fights, he kills a number of the enemies. But there was a moment when his sandal snapped. فانقطع شسع نعله. The sandal of Qasim snapped. He kneeled down to repair his sandal. وضرب على رأسه بالسيف. His head was struck with a sword. He fell on the plains of Karbala. He cried out to his uncle, Ya Am Adrikli. Imam al-Hussein, when he saw him fall, when he saw his beloved Qasim fall, he rushed to him. He ran as fast as he could to the battlefield. But when he reached Qasim, he saw that it was too late. He was already severely injured. He was already mortally wounded. Imam al-Hussein, he looks at the face of this boy. He's gasping for breath. Imam al-Hussein begins to cry. And he says to him, O Qasim, Bunay Qasim, Ya Uzzu ala ammika an tad'uhu fala yujibu. أو يجيبك فلا يعينك أو يعينك فلا يغني عنك. Oh, my beloved Qasim, it hurts my heart that you ask me for help, but I cannot help you. He looks at the army of Umar ibn Sa'd. He says, بُعْدًا لِقَوْمٍ قَتَلُوكَ بُعْدًا لِقَوْمٍ قَتَلُوكَ وَخَصْمِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ جَدُّكَ وَأَبُوكَ
يَوْمَ ذِكْرِينِي مِنْ تِمُرْ زَفَتْ شَبَابٍ نلعرس محروم عنتي دم المصاب يما ذكريني من تمر زفت شباب نلعرس محروم عنتي دم المصاب شمعة شبابي من يطفوها حنتي دمي والجفن دار التراب يما ذكريني من تمر زفت شباب Mother think of me whenever you see a groom deprived of marriage Hanna replaced by my blood my candle of youth blown out so early my Hanna was blood and my chafan was turab يما ذكريني من تمر زفت شباب يما ذكريني من تمر زفة شباب من العرس محروم عنتي دم المصاب شمعة شبابي من يطفوها عنتي دمي والجفن دار التراب يوم ذكريني من تمر زفة شباب Mother think of me whenever you see a groom deprived of marriage and replaced by my blood my candle of youth blown out so early My hand was blood, and my kafan was turab. يوم ذكريني من تمر زفة شباب.
Oh, Uncle Hussein, this is my father's last will. He is the one who ordered me to support you on the day that you need support. Oh, Uncle Hussein, fighting for your cause makes death sweeter than honey. إن تنكروني فأنا نجل الحسن سبط النبي المصطفى والمؤتمن هذا حسين كالأسير المرتهن بين أناس لا سقى صوب المزن
Hey Jawa, Qasim Jawa, hey 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 hey Jawa. Hai hai Jawa, Qasim Jawa, hey hey Jawa. سب مل کے صدا دو نیاز حسین ہائے ہائے جوا قاسم جوا ہائے ہائے جوا قاسم جوا ہائے ہائے جوا قاسم ہائے ہائے جوا قاسم جوا ہائے ہائے جوا قاسم جوا Hai hai Jawa Qasim Jawa 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 Hai hai Jawa Hai hai Jawa hai Jawa hai Jawa Jawa hai Jawa hai Jawa hai Jawa Jawa hai Jawa hai Jawa hai Jawa Qasim Jawa hai hai Jawa Qasim Jawa hai hai Jawa Qasim Jawa hai hai Jawa قاسم جوا هاي هاي جوا قاسم هاي جوا هاي جوا هاي جوا جوا هاي جوا هاي جوا هاي جوا قاسم جوا هاي 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 هاي ہو قیدی بن کر پابند رسن قیدی بن کر پابند رسن لاشوں سے جو گزرے اہل حرم ہر بی اپنے پیاروں سے ہوتی تودا کر کے ماتم ایک بی بی فاطمہ بنت حسن پامال بدن قاسم کی بہن کسی ایک جا سے رخصت نہ ہوئی کسی ایک جا سے رخصت نہ ہوئی ٹکڑوں میں جو تا بھائی کا بدن کبھی اس ٹکڑے پر ہے قاسم کبھی اس ٹکڑے پر ہے قاسم تیری بہن غریب ان نہیں بولنا تیری بہن غریب ان نہیں بولنا تیرے قتل دمن زر ہے قاسم ہائے ہائے قاسم 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 ہے قاسم کبھی اس ٹکڑے پر ہے قاسم کبھی اس ٹکڑے پر ہے قاسم ہائے ہائے قاسم ہے قاسم ہو کبھی صحرا دیکھ کے روتی تھی کبھی غش کا کے گر جاتی تھی کبھی صحرا دیکھ کے روتی تھی کبھی غش کا کے گر جاتی تھی پامال ہوا تابائی جہاں پامال ہوا تابائی جہاں اس خون پہ گر کر ہے قاسم ہائے ہائے قاسم قاسم ہے قاسم ہائے ہائے قاسم ہے قاسم ہائے ہائے قاسم ہے قاسم ہائے ہائے قاسم ہے قاسم کبھی اس ٹکڑے پر ہے قاسم کبھی اس ٹکڑے پر ہے قاسم ہائے ہائے قاسم ہے قاسم ہائے ہائے قاسم ہے قاسم ہائے ہائے قاسم ہے قاسم ہائے قاسم ہو کبھی اس ٹکڑے پر ہے قاسم کبھی اس ٹکڑے پر ہے قاسم ہائے ہائے ہو کس شان سے تم دلہات بنے کس شان سے تھی بارات چلی کس شان سے تم دلہات بنے کس شان سے تھی بارات چلی بیٹھی رہی دلہن حجرے میں بیٹھی رہی دلہن حجرے میں آئے نہ پلٹ کر ہے قاسم hai hai qasim hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim ho kabhi is tukde par hai qasim kabhi us tukde par hai qasim hai hai qasim 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 hai qasim hai 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 qasim hai qasim ho kabhi is tukde par hai qasim kabhi us tukde par hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim hai hai qasim ho tenu naal duawa ma ujdi maidan se paase kor si tenu naal duawa ma ujdi tad paase mare kor ali odi mehnat kar pa maal gaya odi mehnat kar pa maal gaya no lakh da lashkar hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim kabhi is tukde par hai qasim kabhi us tukde par hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim hai 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 qasim hai qasim ho kabhi is tukde par hai qasim kabhi us tukde par hai qasim hai hai ho uth qasim dekh teri dulhan teri laash pe rone aayi hai uth qasim dekh teri dulhan teri laash pe rone aayi hai ae kaash ye shaadi raas aati hai kaash ye shaadi raas aati bas jaata tera ghar hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim ho kabhi is tukde par hai qasim kabhi us tukde par hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim hai hai qasim hai hai ho kabhi is tukde par hai qasim kabhi us tukde par hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim ओ हर सात मुहर्रम को मेहंदी तेरी याद में कासिम उठती है हर सात मुहर्रम को मेहंदी तेरी याद में कासिम उठती है दुल्हा दुल्हा कासिम दुल्हा 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 कासिम दुल्हा होता है लबों पर है कासिम hai hai qasim hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim kabhi is tukde par hai qasim kabhi us tukde par hai qasim hai hai qasim hai qasim
hai hai qasim hai qasim hai hai qasim 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 hai qas
रेता चे डुल गई मिठिया चे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता चे डुल गई मिठिया चे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता चे डुल गई मिठिया चे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता चे डुल गई मिठिया चे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता चे डुल गई मिठिया चे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता चे डुल गई मिठिया चे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता चे डुल गई मिठिया चे रुल गई हो कुबरा दा बाबा चादर बिछा के कुबरा दा बाबा चादर बिछा के चुन चुन के पावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया छे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी हो कुबरा दा बाबा चादर बिछा के कुबरा दा बाबा चादर बिछा के चुन चुन के पावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया छे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया छे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई हो पहरा लगाता दरिया पे हर जा प्यासा तकुन बहा पानी नहीं था पहरा लगाता दरिया पे हर जा प्यासा तकुन बहा पानी नहीं था पानी के बदले अशकों से गूंदी पानी के बदले अशकों से गूंदी मादर ने हाए था समी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी ओ खुबरा दा बाबा चादर बिछा के खुबरा दा बाबा चादर बिछा के चुन चुन के पावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया छे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया छे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया छे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी हो मिलके पढ़ो मिठिया छे रुल गई रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया छे हो कुबरा दा बाबा चादर बिछा के कुबरा दा बाबा चादर बिछा के चुन चुन के पावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया छे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई कासम दी में हो टुकड़े हुए यूं अरमान दिल के आंखों से उसकी क्यों खून बरसे टुकड़े हुए यूं अरमान दिल के आंखों से उसकी क्यों खून बरसे सज्जाद आए हैं शाम लोगों सज्जाद आए हैं शाम लोगों दिल में बसाए कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया छे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई मिठिया छे रुल गई मानूर वावे कासम दी मेहंदी रेता छे डुल गई ਹੋ ਕੁਬਰਾ ਦਾ ਬਾਬਾ ਚਾਦਰ ਵਿਛਾ ਕੇ ਕੁਬਰਾ ਦਾ ਬਾਬਾ ਚਾਦਰ ਵਿਛਾ ਕੇ ਚੁਣ ਚੁਣ ਕੇ ਪਾਵੇ ਕਸਮ ਦੀ ਮਹਿੰਦੀ ਰੇਤਾ ਛੇ ਡੁੱਲ ਗਈ ਮਿੱਠੀਆਂ ਛੇ ਰੁਲ ਗਈ ਮਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਰੁਵਾਵੇ ਕਸਮ ਦੀ ਮਹਿੰਦੀ ਰੇਤਾ ਛੇ ਡੁੱਲ ਗਈ ਹੋ ਪਹਿਰਾ ਲਗਾਤਾ ਦਰਿਆ ਪੇ ਹਰ ਜਾ ਪਿਆਸਾ ਖੁਨ ਬਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾ ਪਹਿਰਾ ਲਗਾਤਾ ਦਰਿਆ ਪੇ ਹਰ ਜਾ ਪਿਆਸਾ ਖੁਨ ਬਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਕੇ ਬਦਲੇ ਅਸ਼ਕੋ ਸੇ ਗੂੰਦੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਕੇ ਬਦਲੇ ਅਸ਼ਕੋ ਸੇ ਗੂੰਦੀ ਮਾਦਰ ਨਿਹਾਏ ਕਸਮ ਦੀ ਮਹਿੰਦੀ ਰੇਤਾ ਛੇ ਡੁੱਲ ਗਈ ਮਿੱਠੀਆਂ ਛੇ ਰੁਲ ਗਈ ਮਾਨੂ ਰੁਵਾਵੇ ਕਸਮ ਦੀ ਮਹਿੰਦੀ ਰੇਤਾ ਛੇ ਡੁੱਲ ਗਈ ਮਿੱਠੀਆਂ ਛੇ ਰੁਲ ਗਈ ਮਾਨੂ ਰੁਵਾਵੇ ਕਸਮ ਦੀ ਮਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੀ ਰੇਤਾ ਛੇ ਡੁੱਲ ਗਈ ਮੌਲਾ ਹੱਕ ਇਮਾਮ ਯਾ ਹਸਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਹੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਕਾਸਿਮ ਜਵਾ ਮਾਰਾ ਗਿਆ ਕਾਸਿਮ ਜਵਾ ਮਾਰਾ ਗਿਆ ਕਾਸਿਮ ਜਵਾ ਪਾਮਲ ਵੀ ਲਾਸ਼ਾ ਹੁਆ ਪਾਮਲ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਹਿਨੇ ਕੀਏ ਟੁਕੜੇ ਜਮਾ ਸ਼ਹਿਨੇ ਕੀਏ ਟੁਕੜੇ ਜਮਾ ਰੋਤੀ ਰਹੀ ਕਾਸਿਮ ਕੇ ਮਾਂ ਮੌਲਾ ਹੱਥੇ ਮਾਂ ਯਾ ਹਸਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਮੌਲਾ ਹੱਥੇ ਮਾਂ ਯਾ ਹਸਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਹੈ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਸੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਯਾ ਹੁਸੈਨ
يا حسين ومصاب 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 خويا ويا روح الهادي خويا ويا روح الهادي زينب وين وتنادي يا حسين يا الذكرى كيب طار في لساني
شليدك شليدك
وانا اعتقد بدفترك عنواني
صوت
حشاك لليوم الوعد تنساني ويا حسين ومصابه
جزاكم الله خير الجزاء. This poem is written in a way as if somebody is passing by Karbala and he's observing what he sees, and then he identifies Qasim and he starts to converse with him. صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
As I pass some sort of war, corpses scattered on the floor. I observe bizarre events. A young boy talks of defense. Oh Qasim, oh Qasim, oh Qasim, oh Qasim. Raise your arms, oh Qasim, louder, oh Qasim.
Let's do even louder.
Oh, Qasim, as I pass some sort of war, corpses scattered on the floor. I observe bizarre events. A young boy talks of defense, traits of beauty on display. Warrior he did portray. To who was he so loyal? Did he fight for some royal? That he'd give his life against those low lives. That he'd give his life against those low lives. Who was this child? Answers I'll find. Who was this child? Answers I'll find. I approach him and call out, dear boy, who are you? I shout. I may pass by, don't fear, not a foe who does near. Oh Qasim, oh Qasim, arms, arms, oh Qasim, oh Qasim. I'm a nomad passing through. I stopped when war trumpets blew. Tell me, young man, who are you? Your face shines bright from afar. You like, mashallah. You look like men of honor and fights like those with valor. Yet like rebels you're treated. By arrows you've been greeted. With whom do you stand? Kids killed on this land. With whom do you stand? Kids killed on this land. What did you do? Who'd you kill who? What did you do? Who'd you kill who? I will that leader persuade. I'm sure he will make a trade. Points me in his direction. I'll discuss my objection. Oh Qasim, oh Qasim, hello! I am Qasim bin Hassan, none other than Zahra's son. We descend from the Nabi, the resemblance don't you see? They fight us as we refuse, God's religion they abuse. My uncle Hussein said no, bay'ah to a man so low. Yazid has no deen, the Ummah has seen. Yazid has no deen, the Ummah has seen. He mocks and plays, drinks nights and days. He mocks and plays, drinks nights and days. He's filled with hatred and greed. How will towards God he lead? He cares only for this life, with no thought of afterlife. Oh Qasim, on the prophet's lineage he kills. Such pure blood on this land spills. Many gone and not return. Martyrdom they all now earn. I begged my uncle to fight. I asked, is it not my right? Hussein just wept and said, I'm the treasure of his brother. Qasim, I can't bear if they plucked one hair. Qasim, I can't bear if they they plucked one hair from your small head. The worst I dread from your small head. The worst I dread. I said, Uncle, it's not fair. From death, Qasim does not scare. If my Baba were here now, for me to fight, he'd allow. Oh, Qasim. Louder! The boy returned to his tent. In sorrow he turned and went. Moments later he emerged. With his uncle he converged, waving a scripture up high. Wow, again Qasim did try. Dedicated to this cause, defending Islam with no pause. Qasim did persist to fight, he'd insist. From this courage he will flourish. From this courage, he will flourish. Hussein reads and nods his head. I wonder what the script said to change the mind of Hussein, even though him it did pain. Oh. Qasim dressed in his armor. I've not seen a boy calmer. His mother would dress her son. On his head green turban spun. In his right he held a sword, his left hand a spear adorned. He charged into the battle, making them run like cattle. Till Qasim bent down and they did surround. Till Qasim bent down and they did surround. Around that's boy they struck, in him sword struck. That's boy they struck, in him sword struck. Uncle come to me, he asked. I wept as he breathed his last. Uncle come to me, he asked. I wept as he breathed his last. Oh Qasim, oh Qasim. Oh Qasim, oh Qasim, oh. يا رملة أنا فاطمة, 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 يا رملة أنا voices, يا رملة. يا رملة أنا فاجيت, يا رملة ودمة فوق الخدود, والحزن سيطر على هذا الوجود. لابنك العريس جبت أنا الورود, واللي يضم البين صدره ما يعود. جيت يا رملة ودمة فوق الخدود, والحزن سيطر على هذا الوجود. لابنك العريس جبت أنا الورود, واللي يضم البين صدره ما يعود. يا رملة أنا فاطمة, يا رملة أنا لودا, يا رملة. يا دمعي ما شاء الله هلا اي دمعي. يا رملة بدمع عالوجه نسال, بلا هلال زفت بالود شنال. من شفت جسام قلبي بحسرة قال يا سلام الله على طوله والجمال. دمعي يا رملة بدمع عالوجه نسال, بلا هلال زفت ولدك نبال. من شفت جسام قلبي بحسرة قال يا سلام الله على طوله والجمال. جمال يا رملة أنا فاطمة, يا رملة أنا فاطمة, يا رملة. جيت مو من القبر من الجنان, أبكي على الوردة اللي قطعوها بسنان. لا أمان بهالدنيا لا أمان, بالهناد ننقدر نجم الزمان. جيت مو من القبر من الجنان, أبكي على الوردة اللي قطعوها بسنان. لا أمان هني ما شاء الله, لا أمان بالهناد نقدر نجم الزمان. يا رملة أنا فاطمة, يا رملة أنا, يا رملة, يا رملة. آه يما ذكريني إذا شفتي شباب صار يقراها النبض قلبي بعذاب ما شفت عري زود على المصاب قل مبروك الصوارم والحراب يما ذكريني إذا شفتي شباب صار يقراها النبض قلبي بعذاب ما شفت عري زود على المصاب قل مبروك الصوارم والحراب يا رملة أنا فاطمة يا رملة هلا يا رملة أنا فاطمة جبت من الجنة للقاسم شموع جبت حنة وياها معجون الدموع عرستاني أرد أسويه بخشوع والجروح لتنزف حنيه الضلوع جبت من الجنة للقاسم شموع جبت حنة وياها معجون الدموع عرستاني أرد أسويه بخشوع والجروح لتنزف حنيه الضلوع يا رملة أنا فاطمة يا رملة أنا فاطمة يا رملة عفت بالجنة علي يبكي الرسول مدمع الكرار على وجنه طول والحسن قال لي يا يمه لك أقول حزنك وحزن على القاسم يطول عفت بالجنة علي يبكي الرسول مدمع الكرار على وجنه طول والحسن قال لي يا يمه لك أقول حزنك وحزن على القاسم يطول يا رملة أنا فاطمة يا رملة الآن يا رملة يا رملة أنا فاطمة أي يا المذبوح بليلة عرسك يا المذبوح بليلة عرسك يا المذبوح بليلة عرسك يا المذبوح بليلة هذه انت المتخضب جسمك هذه انت المتحني بدمك أنا أمك ما تنهض لأمك قوم انهض خل اسمع حسك قوم انهض يا ابني وحاجيني ما ردتك يا ابني تبجيني ردتك لو طحت توجيني يا ولدي وضحت بنفسه يا المذبوح بليلة عرسك يا يا المذبوح يا المذبوح هذه انت المتخضب جسمك هذه انت المتحني بدمك أنا أمك ما تنهض لأمك قوم انهض خل اسمع حسك قوم انهض يا ابني وحاجيني ما ردتك يا ابني تبجيني ردتك لو طحت توجيني يا ولدي وضحت بنفسك يا المذبوح بليلة عرسك يا المذبوح بليلة يا المذبوح يا المذبوح بليلة يا الريحت وما منك رجعة قلب أمك ناحلة صدعة قوموا خلنا عليك لك شمعة التمسك يا ولدي التمسك التمسك خلينا نشوفك ونحني لك يا ابني جفوفك يا عريس شلون نعوفك يا عريس شلون ولا واحد يمك ويحرسك يا المذبوح ليلة يا المذبوح يا المذبوح بليلة عرسك يا المذبوح ليلة يا لريحتي وما منك رجعة قلب أمك ناحلة صدعة قوموا خلنا عليك لك شمعة قوموا خلنا عليك لك شمعة التمسك يا ولدي التمسك التمسك خلينا نشوفك ونحني لك يا ابني شوفك يا عريس شلون نعوفك يا عريس شلون نعوفك لا واحد يمك وحرسه يا المذبوح بليلات هيا بليلة يا المذبوح يا المذبوح أضحيت دينك والعمك وفيتي وما خيبت أمك كل قطرة سالت من دمك أنوار تشعشع من شمسك
يا علي
أضحيت دينك والعمك وفيتي وما خيبت أمك كل قطرة سالت من دمك أنوارك شعشع من شمسك أنوارك تسطع للأمة شيمة وعزة ونخوة وهمة يا وليدي وكل شاب تعلمه يستلهم من عجب درسك يا المذبوع بليلة عرسك يا المذبوع يا المذبوع بليلة عرسك يا أضحيت دينك والعمك وفيت وما خيبت أمك كل قطرة سالت من دمك أنوار تشعشع من شمسه
حيدر 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 حيدر
كل خاطرة سالت من دمك أنوار تشعشع من شمسك أنوارك تسطع للأمة شيمة وعزة ونخوة وهمة يا ولدي ولا يا ولدي وكل شعب تعلمه يستلهم من حجب درسك يا المذبوح بليلة
بيت الدعاء
يا المذبوح بليلة يا ضحيت دينك ولعمك وفيتي وما خيبت أمك كل قطرة سالت من دمك أنوار شعشع من يا أنوارك تسطع للأمة
حيدر حيدر حيدر
أنوارك تسطع للأمة شيمة وعزة ونخوة وهمة يا ولدي وكل شعب تعلمه يستلهم من حجب درسك يا المذبوح بليلة
يا المذبوح يا المذبوح بليلة عدو يبولجيش صلاة تايم دعاء الفرج بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة